be the same team that they always are with him, it's at least going to be interesting. But that's admittedly like a concession to my overall
feelings.
Well,
I'm just surprised that you find what Aaron Rodgers says and does interesting.
I don't find it interesting. I'm saying people find it polarizing is the better word. Okay. I don't think it's interesting. I think he polarizes no matter what. That's like what sports talk thrives on almost more than the games, even here or anywhere else, is like, what are the storylines? What do people give a crap about?
Yeah, I think that's it's not inside baseball, but just saying that here's Chris Mueller, here am I as a talk show host saying I want this to happen just because it's like going to create the most controversy and like tabloidy reaction. I don't think fans don't think that way, right? Like fans don't want like a situation where it's pour gasoline,
but by
strike
the
match
not,
and just throw
they
it.
Might
they
not
don't
actively
want that.
Want it, but they're like way more innately interested in it when it does happen.
Are they? Because I think most of the calls we get from people are like, I wouldn't touch Aaron Rodgers with a 30-foot pole. And if they found him entertaining and interesting, they wouldn't be saying that. They'd be saying like, hey, let's roll
He inspires an opinion one way or another. I think like Mason Rudolph is like, yeah, sure, I could take a year Mason Rudolph, whatever. Probably will be just average, and then they'll draft a new quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is going to stoke feelings one way or the other that other guys wouldn't.
Yeah, the Steelers have had plenty of guys like that, and you've literally never taken this stance before. You weren't like, you know what, let's let Ben Roethlisberger play until he literally can't walk anymore, because Ben says stuff and does stuff that always generates a reaction
for
people.
Yeah, I had seen that for and been part of that and on the inside of that for like a decade
plus
of my life.
And we've seen Aaron Rodgers for the last 20 years.
We haven't seen it up close and personal.
Oh, you need to like...
So you don't think that Aaron Rodgers, if he played like a good game in week two, but the Steelers defense blew it, and he came out on McAfee's show and said something like, yeah, you know... Our defense, you know, the head coach is a defensive guy. Just said something where he just threw an obvious, you know, dart at Tomlin.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be super hyped to talk about that and be interested in it, because I would. Because it's coming from a four-time MVP.
Right. Of course we'd come on the air and we would discuss it and debate it and get people's thoughts on it. But this is just a new version of Chris Mueller that I'm getting, where you decided on April 28th that your opinions are now going to be driven by what is best for me personally, business-wise.
I mean, that's always what usually drives like my
Well, then where was Chris Mueller saying, let's take Shedeur Sanders with the 21st pick? Because
I said take him with the 83rd pick.
I know, but the 21st pick would have created
still
all
have
of
to
the
try
things
to build
you're talking
you
about.
You still have to try to build a football team, so you got to take Derek Harmon.
And you
then
build
do
a football team with a 41-year-old quarterback? What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying through the draft. That's why I didn't want him at pick 21. I wanted him at pick 83 and 123, though.
But then you gave him a B+ yesterday. You should have given him an F then for passing on the guy that would have made the show so much, yeah, so much easier on us. Bring in celebrities. Can Shannon Sharp come out of retirement and play for the Steelers? That would be pretty polarizing right now. Who else can we get here? Kaepernick's girlfriend said he's still working out. Maybe we can get him as a backup.
And that would be interesting. Well, that would get things... That would get
Does Tim Tebow
off.
Still want to play football? Last check, he played baseball. Maybe the Pirates can get him out in left field for tomorrow's game against the Cubs.
Again, I'd be interested in seeing that for a game.
Really? Because everything
be
I know about
Sawinski
you to this point has just been mocking and making fun of Tim Tebow for his entire career.
He might be better than Sawinski, though, at this point. I don't know, man. I mean, in a somewhat realistic way, that is actually how I feel. But also, like now that the dust has settled, there was a chance they were going to draft a guy that where they drafted him was going to make it obvious that he was their intended starter from day one. They didn't do that. So it's either do you want to roll with Mason Rudolph?
Yep.
Or do you want to roll the dice with Aaron Rodgers? I would probably say that like just for satisfying my curiosity about a player, I'd actually want to see what 17 games of Mason Rudolph look like.
I agree.
But I'm also not so expectant that I would have my socks, you know, knocked off by, oh my God, this guy really is a great quarterback who the Steelers did wrong on multiple occasions, and now he's back and he's finally proved them wrong for good, and he's their guy. Mm-hmm. I think there's such a low likelihood of that if and when they bring Rodgers in, I'm not going to say, wow, you guys have missed the boat again. You didn't give Mason his chance. Like, I can't believe that you've done him dirty like this yet again.
Well, I wouldn't say that either, because they signed him for $4 million. Like, the expectation when they got him, he's not being lied to or deceived or misled
this
time.
Being told you're a backup quarterback.
Right, exactly.
And he thinks this is the best spot for him because he probably thinks the 41-year-old guy's bones are going to dissolve at some point this season.
Yes, I pretty much know that for a fact. But the thing about Aaron Rodgers is, if he's good, what's the upside in that? If he just has a good season, Then we lived through the like mercurial kind of weird odd season that was Aaron Rodgers, and then we just we're done.
I mean, if you're a smart team, you still go draft your next quarterback in 2026. Yes.
Yeah, but as you just pointed out, if he's good, it actually makes it harder to do that.
Not if you're a team with any kind of foresight, guts, or like clarity of purpose whatsoever. It doesn't make it hard. It makes it harder because if he's good, you're good, and you're going to be picking later in the round.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You think that there's a huge gap between what they would be with 17 games of Aaron Rodgers versus 17 of Rudolph?
I don't, but at least here's my thing on Rudolph. If Rudolph, look, I brought this up to Donnie. I forget when. I think you were off that day. If Mason Rudolph got 17 games and threw 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, do you think he'd be the Steelers quarterback in 2026?
Probably.
If Aaron Rodgers had that same exact stat line, do you think he'd be the Steelers quarterback in 2026?
I would hope not.
Okay, so there you go. So you're saying you don't see a big gap between the two, and yet you just said if they have basically the same season, one guy would get an extra year and the other guy would be done. And that's kind of that's exactly how I see it. Like I don't think it'll happen, but I also don't think it's impossible that Mason Rudolph is some Steelers version, some Pittsburgh version of Geno Smith or Sam Darnold. If I had to bet, I'd say no, he won't be. But I don't view him and say nope, that absolutely can't happen. That's a waste of time. Don't even try it.
If Rudolph had been, but see, then again, if he had been this way last year, he wouldn't have been available to them. If he had had a considerably better year in the time he got with the Titans last year as the starter, I would feel like, okay, yeah, I want to see more from this guy. But then again, they would have found a way to bring him back in Tennessee, I think, as like a bridge guy even. And the fact that he was very bad for the most part in Tennessee.
But they were so poorly built and so bad that I don't really hold that against
him
at all.
Offensively, do you feel like the Steelers maybe are not poorly built, but are they well coached? Like, do you really expect Mason Rudolph to be, at least from a coaching standpoint, in a way better situation?
No, not from a coaching situation, but from a player situation, I do.
Yeah, personnel-wise, they should be better.
A lot better.
I wonder how much like he's going to show, if he even gets a chance to.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin said he understands the angst over waiting for Aaron Rodgers. Angst defined as extreme anxiety or dread. Is that how you feel about the Aaron Rodgers wait as a Steelers fan? 412-928-9370. We got some Pearl Jam tickets to give away. We'll do that this segment. Fans of the show are texting in and asking and trying to figure out who was it last night at dinner in Pittsburgh sports who gave me the evil eye for 2 hours. Jerry Dulac has been a popular submission.
That's one I didn't really think of. I was trying to think of other media persons.
Mike DeFabo has been another popular
one.
Yeah,
you actually, you're kind of off your game on Twitter. You've responded twice now, like, to people obviously ripping you.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we budget you for one clapback a year, and usually you make it count. And you have, both times you've done it this year, you've, you know, Cody Duncan, I mean, that's like, there's a bunch of fish in a barrel and I give you a Tommy gun. But you went after DeFabo, and I thought got the better of it too.
So we'll see. I will reveal later this hour who it was at
on
dinner
the air?
who gave me evil eye for 2 hours.
See, Donnie, that alone, the fact that he's willing to say it on the air.
Yeah.
Has me a little bit curious.
Now, you guys both guessed Derek Shelton. Do you stand by those guesses?
No, now I'm starting to waffle.
How about you, Donnie? Are you vacillating? Vacillating hour coming up later on in the week?
I had that last night. We did that at 9:30. I'll stick with Shelty.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the fact that he's willing to say it on the air.
By the way,
on tilt.
This dinner was with some of my friends from FanDuel. I am more convinced than ever after that meeting that the three of us are going to Dublin. Ireland, here we go.
Donnie, I'll see you, brother. I can't take it anymore.
Clips of Mover or Dover, whatever the hell it's called. We're doing it.
Something else work-related that Pony's gassing up for me? You don't say.
What are we doing here?
Come on, man.
What are we doing here?
That's, you just broke, what's that? What's the expression in wrestling called?
Kayfabe.
You just broke it with that comment.
What did you actually say? Something else work related that Pony's gassing me up that won't happen?
Yeah.
Well, that's your specialty.
But how about this, Malzy?
Oh, God.
We should hold Pony's feet to the fire. He's going to keep gassing up this Ireland trip.
But this is the first time I've done it. Pack your Irish Dove soap.
This is not the first time you've done it.
Irish Spring.
Irish Spring, whatever the hell it's called.
Yes, the old Irish Doves.
What? Get your Irish Spring soap and let's go.
This is not the first time you've done it. When the game first became a possibility, it was, oh, guys, I can picture us now. We're all three going to be there just having the time of our lives.
I could picture it. It was maybe more of a fantasy. But last night, it became more of a reality after conversations with movers and shakers. People that could actually make it a reality, that could make it happen.
Donnie, I would just tell you, when's that game, September 28th?
We think so, yeah.
Against the Packers, but they won't say that officially.
We don't know about that yet because of Aaron Rodgers, although the schedule is going to be released May 14th.
I know that. I love that they managed to have an announcement about the announcement of the schedule.
In the middle of the draft.
Very,
they stopped the draft
very
to
cool.
tell us the date for the draft.
Very
the,
psychotic behavior by the NFL. Donnie, put the chances that he is in Dublin at, I'll say conservatively. 85%, less conservatively 95%, so basically done deal. Percentage chance that I am in Dublin, under 20%, probably 15 to 10. Percentage chance,
still higher
no offense,
than I thought
that you are in Dublin, 5%.
I don't even go that high.
There will be people looking into it left and right, though, I can assure you of that.
Well, now, if this is FanDuel, this is not Odyssey related, no?
No, this is completely outside of Odyssey.
The looking into doesn't have to happen from
I mean, FanDuel's going to have to really pony up
a
to
nice
send us all there.
Thursday to Monday sabbatical. Get in
now,
Thursday.
You got your FanDuel buddies.
Go right to the pubs.
You got your FanDuel buddies there who wanted to play Oakmont. Would they want to play an Irish, you know, golf course in
Probably.
Ireland
with you
me?
Can tag along.
Oh,
Donnie
nice.
And I will go to the pubs.
He'll go to St. James Gate or whatever to get some Jameson.
Live show Friday. Mm. Saturday, we'll find a bar there to watch college football. And then Sunday, we'll have Steelers and whoever they're playing.
Here's this is just going to make it really nice
Monday.
When it doesn't happen.
Here is going to be what happens. Pony is going to go. His guest on the trip will be our boss, Spack, and our boss, Craig. They'll say, FanDuel will say, we'd love to have the three of you, and what won't happen is me and you fill out those other two
so
chairs.
They
oh,
offer
I guess
me,
I'm sick that weekend.
They offer me plus two, and I pick Craig and then our big boss?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. It's exactly what you would do. If you were even given the choice, you would do that.
And what does that say about us, Chris?
That we're two chumps.
Has anybody approached you
chumps.
Guys?
Back-to-back-to-back.
AAU national champions.
Has anybody approached you guys about going to Ireland yet?
No.
That's why I'm trying to make it happen for you, and I don't know why you're getting mad at me
because
about it.
Because nobody ever would.
There's a better chance that somebody here would approach us about going to Ireland only if they knew they could leave me there permanently.
I'm sitting down with guys who have deep pockets who are talking about sending the show to Ireland.
You're the show.
Sending the show.
The show
which
has
there
been at
three
the show has been at the Super Bowl before. Who's been in on premises at the Super Bowl for those days?
Me, but that was because I needed to be there for work. This is a pleasure related trip. This is fun.
Pony, I just think you're full of an ocean of manure here. Just think of the Pacific Ocean and it's all cow crap, and that's what I think you're full of.
Is Crowley getting Doran on his little voyage that he's taking over
know.
There?
I don't know about
Calus?
That whole thing.
Very good. I like that.
All right.
I like that one.
Here is our buddy Noah Duquesne. Hello, Noah.
Hey, gentlemen. How we doing?
Hi, Noah.
Noah, are you going to go to the game in Dublin?
I'm not, but I have a suggestion for Chris and Donnie. Yeah. I think regardless of what happens with Pony, I think you two should take off work, buy tickets to go to Dublin, and go without him.
So Pony That's would just have to do the show by himself from Dublin while we hung out and partied?
He would have to pull a Donnie late night show like he's producing and do he's doing all of it. He's doing everything.
I gotta be honest, Noah, that's a pretty cool idea by you. We would get in humongous amounts of trouble at work for taking off and leaving him in the lurch and they probably wouldn't even
I
let
know
us
the fans
it,
would
but...
be happy.
Oh, can you imagine me
as
and you
great
just...
of an idea that is, that won't happen in a million years.
Donnie, can you imagine if we somehow pulled it off and you and I are just there partying with the fans while Pony is slaving away?
It's a very
on the
nice
air.
Thing to say that the fans would be happy to just get a solo Pony show. I appreciate you saying that, Noah.
Hey, no problem. On the idea of angst, this, first of all, I feel like pigs are flying because I actually agree with Chris Mueller for once. I have
a little bit.
Too. It's I go to Duquesne University.
Congratulations on your success.
Yes. No, thank you very much. I have angst this week because it's finals week. Terrible anxiety, not excited for it. But you know what? I'm going to be there. That's how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. I feel angst about getting him. And the only reason I feel angst is because I feel like if we don't get him, our ceiling is probably 10-7, 9-8 in first round exit.
What's their ceiling with Aaron Rodgers?
My ceiling is a playoff win, which, I mean, in this city, it pretty much equivalates to a Super Bowl, at least for me. I'm 21 years old.
I like that. That's the verbiage at Duquesne these days, Chris. There's all kinds of new words. Goon.
It's like a star. No, that's not new, and that's a slang term.
Bricked up.
Also a slang term.
How do we know that wasn't a slang term?
Equivalates?
Yeah.
I think he just did an incrinculant bit there. He kind of just said the wrong thing. I don't think that you can't compare that to gooning or bricked up.
I mean, the kid's studying from finals right now. He's at a very tough academic institution. You're on his ass because of the way he pronounced one word. No wonder why he said it. He never agrees with you on
because
things. Because
he's
made fun of him after he made a good point.
Because he's at a very tough academic institution. If he writes equivalates on a paper, they're going to laugh him out of the, you know.
All right. Take it easy on Noah. The kid's got a lot on his plate right now, and you're trying to get him expelled from Duquesne because he doesn't know how to pronounce words correctly? Good Lord.
Donnie, when's equivalate hour?
We had to cancel that last night because a guest call went too long, but I'd write that down. I told you guys what I did on one of my funny pop quizzes in college.
Is that like we said he had it up to here with
the
guy?
Yeah, like one of the questions was something about like what was Martin Luther's
breaking point with the Catholic Church,
Catholicism, and I just drew a line, drew an arrow. I said he had it up to here with the Catholic Church. Didn't get that one right.
Remember the teacher acknowledged that they thought it was like funny at all?
It was one of those, it was like a 5 or 10 point quiz. So it was one of those like you trade your paper with somebody else.
Yeah.
So like they grade it. Obviously it was a miss, but it was all for the laughs.
I think a lot of people in media and fans are fans do this way more than media does. Media and fans will rail against something and say they don't want it. And then if the Steelers do it, they start to talk themselves into it.
Sure.
It happens all the time.
I think that's a natural human tendency.
I can promise you, if that happens with Aaron Rodgers, I'm not going to go from, I think they're still screwed and not a playoff win team, to actually I can squint and see it. I am not going to do that. I don't see him making them a better team. In fact, I think there's a better chance he makes them worse.
Isn't one of the appeals for people who don't think it would go that well on the field that it could be so bad and messy off the field that it would cause Art Rooney II to look differently at Mike Tomlin? Hasn't that been a consistent
theme? If he's the driving force behind Aaron Rodgers, which I think he is, it's possible.
Like, but I also think that's like the hidden vigorish here for some people is they think that if this happens and then goes poorly, it'll get Mike on double secret probation.
Yeah, but that wasn't Noah's argument. Noah's argument was he thinks the Steelers' ceiling is higher if they get Aaron Rodgers. Here's William next. Hello, William.
Hi, yes. I think I have a different opinion on the matter.
Okay.
I'm a Will Howard fan. I think I'm with John Gruden. I don't know how this kid fell to the sixth round. He has the body comp of Josh Allen, and maybe not the arm strength, but the kid threw for 4,000 yards, almost 35 touchdowns and 10 picks, and took Ohio State to the national championship.
So then you don't want Aaron Rodgers to sign, because if Aaron Rodgers signed, it means it's harder for Will Howard to get on the field this year. Is that right?
That's correct. I think Will Howard, this is a bold take, would land in the same position as Aaron Rodgers would, and you would get to see what he would do, and if he somehow fell on his face, you would be in a better position next year, which is a quarterback-driven class.
All right, three years from now, okay, we're looking, it's 2025 right now.
2028.
So 2028, I want William to rank these three quarterbacks, who they'll be in 3 years from best to worst. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Will Howard, 3 years from now. Best to worst.
You're not actually stopping to think hard about this, are you?
William? You there, Will?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, rank them.
Joe Burrow, number one. Will Howard number 2, Lamar Jackson number 3.
Give him the tickets. Second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union is going to take place June 5th and 6th at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Looking for 25, that's 25 fire departments that'll benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thefan.com, brought to you by North Country Brew Red House Ale, Saloni's Italian Bakery, Don's Appliances, and Charles Leach Insurance. That music means we are back inside the Bucko Auction House. Let's congratulate Donnie. He has an early lead in Bucko Auction House because, ladies and gentlemen, we had something happen over the weekend in Los Angeles that gave Donnie his first win of the year.
Here's the pitch. And there's a drive to right field toward the corner. And Manuel Valdez clears the deck with an impressive cannonball down the line and right on a 3-1 pitch. His second home run, and it's 2-0. Back-to-back Jack against Glasnow and the Dodgers in the first.
He needed 10 ribbies. He's got, what, 11?
Yeah, he's in bold. I do it bold if you win, red if you lose. I've never pulled out the bold highlighter on a Bucko Auction House pick before the month of April was out.
Like the Undertaker at WrestleMania, my David Bednar save auction house item is back to life.
It sat up.
Yep.
The zombie sit-up from Bednar.
All right. Way things work. Pirates-related things get brought up for bidding. We go back and forth until there's a winner. We chart these things and keep track of them all year.
The winner gets a very nice dinner where? At the...
Maybe it'll be the place I went to last night where I got evil eye from somebody in Pittsburgh Sports.
Man, you won't even name the place, but you claim you're going to say...
I can't because they don't spend money here.
But, okay, that makes sense.
I can't do Plugola and Paola.
Well... Ron Cook begs to differ, but.
Okay. All right. I didn't know you were going to go there.
What are we doing here?
All right.
Anyway, but you said you are going to name the person.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right. First item. Pirates wins versus the Cubs in 2025. They play 13 games against Chicago. I'll go 1.
2.
3.
4.
5. Five wins for the Pirates versus the Cubbies in 2025. Going once. Going twice. Sold you bottom. That was not smart by me.
Yeah, I thought four was the really I thought four dumb. Was the magic number right there.
What the hell did I just do there?
Four was the number where you figure what Skeens gets two of them, so you hope that he gets the two.
Oh my God, was that
maybe
really,
you get a Bubba
really
Chandler?
Stupid.
Maybe you have the bats explode, and then you at least get a push. But man, I as soon as you said five, I was
damn
like,
it.
He just hung himself
well,
out.
Donnie,
to dry.
I saw him like move his face up to the microphone, so I thought I could do five and coax him into a six. Nope. No, there's a loss. All right, Andrew Heaney, ERA in 2025. I'll go under 5.
I'll go, well, we all know we're picking the under here. I'll go 450.
425.
Ooh.
420, pause for the cause, man.
420 to Malzi.
419.
419 to Don.
And this is with every team he's with, so it's the whole of his pitching performance.
Yep. $419.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
$418.
$417.
$417 to Donnie. $416.
$415.
$414.
$413.
$412.
$411.
$410. I got to make up for the last one, guys.
$409.
$408.
$407.
$406.
403.
Andrew Heaney, 2025 ERA, 403.
Currently at 172 with the best whip in baseball at .766. Best whip in the National League, excuse me. A FIP for those of you interested.
I'll go 403.
227.
I'll go 403.
402.
401.
Even 4.
399.
398.
398. Andrew Heaney, ERA, to Donnie. Going once. 398. Andrew Heaney, ERA, to Donnie. Going twice. 398 ERA. Sold. You bought him.
Interesting mental game I was playing during that.
Which was to sit the whole thing out and watch Donnie and I bid back and forth? Yeah. We all observed that, Chris.
Couldn't decide whether Pony was actually willing to go that low, Don, because he figures Heaney, left-hander, PNC Park, cavernous for lefties, favorable to lefties. Couldn't really figure out what you were going for. I thought you guys might have been looking up batting average on balls in play, which is abnormally low relative to his career. But, man, I'm not saying it feels like a ticking time bomb, but the guy's ERA the last 2 years is 4.28 and 4.15.
In Texas, though.
Okay.
I don't think Donnie got a bad buy there, especially the way he's pitched so far this season.
I mean, I'm just surprised, Pony, that you seem to be so willing to go down towards 4.
Because the guy's got an ERA under 2 right now. Great head start.
Also, he had a 3.64 ERA at home last year and a 4.86 on the road.
What's your point?
You said that Texas inflated his ERA. It would suggest that the games not in Texas hurt his ERA.
American League.
Oh, American League.
Yes, Texas is in the American League.
And the American League is just an inherently much better hitting league?
Sure.
Everyone has the DH now, so where does that argument get you?
Well, if you go back and look at the teams who scored the most runs in baseball last year, you'd be surprised by the predominance of American League teams.
Would I?
You would be, yeah.
Interesting. 4.29 ERA the year before in Texas on the road, 4.06 at home. So it again appears that Texas, if anything, helped him.
Let's do Andrew McCutchen OPS. He had 4 hits on Sunday. I will say over 600.
I'll say over 605.
610.
620.
625.
635.
650.
656.
675.
682.
690.
691.
695.
697.
700.
701.
702.
Didn't they do a song called Where My Girl's At?
How's it go?
I'm not going to sing it.
702, Andrew McCutchen OPS, to me, going
703.
Once. 704.
705.
706.
707.
708.
709.
710.
711, free Slurpees.
711, Andrew McCutchen OPS to Malzi, going once. I'll go 712.
Oh, Donnie sitting this one out, pulling a Malzi. Man, this is, I don't feel like we've ever gotten this far in the auction music.
712.
They're really slowing this thing down.
To me, going once.
713.
I knew that was coming.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go 715.
About to get ready for last call here at the saloon.
715 to me, going once.
716.
720. 720, Andrew McCutchen OPS to me, going once, going twice. Sold, you bought him. Yeah, I either made up for that Cubs one or just buried myself a deeper hole. We'll see.
Andrew McCutchen.
815 right now.
So you got to go over 720.
Yeah.
I thought, I like to observe this. I like to just not just have us trade numbers back and forth. I do like to say a little bit, you know. I do think that's an interesting one because he's been comfortably over that number the last couple of years. But you wonder,
when the bottom's going to fall out?
Yeah, and didn't last year start horribly, and then he actually picked it up and kind of... We were saying through April, is he going to the glue factory? Then he got it together, and you just wonder if it's going to be the reverse this year because you've heard so much about how...
Pretty sad.
He's on the decline physically, just, you know, to be able to do the basic stuff of baseball.
Kentucky Derby week, it is sad to think about all those horses that they sent to make glue out of. And why couldn't they find... Why did it have to be horses?